All right, you're here. It's a Thursday night, and it's going to be a spinning breakfast with your host, Bigfoot Holmes. You got me. You know me. I'm the man. I am the man. Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk about this. There was a press conference going on for this fight card this Saturday. I really got excited to see a couple fights, but those aren't the fights that are taking place. Well, one fight, but it's not the fight that's going to happen. It ain't going to happen, but I actually don't want to see it anymore. Because I didn't realize Ilya was that short. But he is pretty short. I think he's fought at 135 before 2. So he's 35, 45, 55. So Bryce, you can be all pissed off if you want. It's going to be a good fight. But anyway, I don't know, Bryce. I don't know. It's Ilya. I just watched the show. I saw what happened. And it was a good one. It was a good press conference if you want to sell a pay-per-view. I didn't even know it was a pay-per-view. Anyway, we're going to get right back onto that when we come back with the show. It's a spinning breakfast with me, Bigfoot. Who else? Bigfoot's smoking a cigar because he feels like Andrew Tate today. Smoking a cigar and talking cool stuff because I called it. I said, unless they're just stealing what I said, but they did it in the whole thing. I said, those guys cannot be around each other. They hate each other. There's something going on with those two. And it's like, I don't think it's something, I don't even know, but they don't like each other whatsoever. Nobody even knows why they got in a fight in the first place, but they did. They did. And then yet alone, Ilya Topuria and Patty the Batty took over the whole press conference, and they were fighting each other. They were going to fight each other. Basically, they had to get a security guy in there and said, "Hey, Ilya, don't you come in there." And Patty said, "Come on down, get me." But it was like, man, he's got to jump over the whole thing to get you, Patty. You're talking pretty tough over on this side over here, Patty. Patty the Batty. I think Patty just likes to rile people up. He's good at what he's doing. Now, the only thing that's doing bad for this is I think Ilya's got his whole head messed up, and Bryce Mitchell's going to beat him. Because you can't look past Bryce Mitchell. What is going on here? He doesn't care. The reason the guy's even here to fight Bryce Mitchell on this day, which was supposed to be like last month, is because he saw that Patty was on this card, and he said, "I just put it off because I got to see this guy again because I want to get my hands on him." That's what happened, I think. And I think Ilya's head is not in the right place. And I think Bryce has got him. And Bryce said, "Hey, I've lost. I've lost as a kid in the playgrounds. I've lost in my house. I've been beaten up by my siblings. I've been beaten up by my family. I've been beaten up by little kids. I got beat up by everybody, man. I've been beaten up at parties. What are you talking about, man? I've lost a fight." Well, yeah, he has. He got submitted, apparently. Apparently some guy submitted him. And that guy's a world champion in some other organization now. Go ahead and figure that one. He's from Canada, though, so we don't care. But, yes, apparently now they're counting that as a loss. But I want to say Bryce Mitchell. Let's get on the show. We're getting on the show because I totally jumped Phantom, flapped and flipped and flopped on it. But I jumped crazy already. I've already jumped right into it. I got to tell you, there's a press conference for the UFC 282 going on, okay? We had all the main cars sitting up there, okay? We had the Dare and Till looking cool, like he's in sweats. Like he's like, "Hey, man, I'm just chill. Hey, chill. I'm chill." And that was him. And then we had Ponce Nibio going, "Yeah, I am going." You guys ask the greatest questions, by the way. These media guys ask the greatest questions. Let's get out. I'm going to tell you what happened. But, you know, you got him sitting over there in his nice little shirt, but he's still wondering, going, "This is all I can afford because nobody wants to fight me. I'm sitting here. My name's Santiago Ponce Nibio. Okay? I beat everybody, basically. I lost one time every now and then. Now, is that going to knock me off to where nobody wants to fight me? Now I got to fight Brandon Moreno? Well, geez, he's going to beat me now, too, because I got to catch weight him. But I'm going to fight him because I'm Santiago, and this was when they gave me the date. They said I have a date, and then the guy canceled on me again. Ugh. Well, I gotta fight him again, because I need another shirt. I gotta keep my wardrobe going, man. I can't just keep looking this stylish if I don't fight. Hello? Hello? Would you fight me?" Anyway, he's gonna have to fight Brandon Moreno, who, by the way, said, "I just hear a fight, man. Hey, can I get the March card, too?" He goes, "I don't want to get that March card." Dana signed him up on the March card already, and Brandon Moreno's going catch weight here, which means I'm like, what's a catch weight? Because I don't even think he should be a 170-pounder. Anyways, he's catch-weighting So it's like 100. Brandon Moreno. Does this guy even. Is that his name? No, his name's not Brandon Moreno. It's Alex Moreno. I'm calling him Brandon Moreno this whole time. What the hell, man? Alex Moreno. I gotta stop this whole show. This show sucks. It's over. Oh, frick it. I gotta go now. I gotta go now anyway. It's Alex Moreno. Anyways, I knew that. And he's basically a 155-pounder fighting 180, I guess. What is the catch weight? They're at a catch weight. They are at a catch weight with Santiago Ponzinibbio. And Alex Moreno looks like he should be a 155-pounder, maybe. Could be 145. I don't know these things. He looked even short. He was shorter than the guy. I'm not sure, but he doesn't fight. He fights. He just comes and fights. He said, I just want to fight in March, too, because all I like to do is fight. That's what he said. He don't care who he's fighting. I just fight. Get me on a car somewhere to fight him. I'm a white shark or something. I call myself something else. I'm not Brandon Moreno. Okay, I won't just fight one person every now and then you guys tell me I got to fight this guy, and I got to go, okay, I'll fight him, too, then. And I win that, and then, you know, that, and this, that, and this, and that. Well, this show just sucked. Should I just stop it right now? Yeah, I should probably just stop it right now and just say, I sucked. Now I got the hiccups, too. 6 minutes in, and I sucked the balls. Well, hey, that's cool, man. It's fine. I'll just get back on the regular story that I was going to do, because it was probably way better than whatever I was going to talk. I was going to try to give you the whole highlight of the whole thing, but just go watch it on YouTube or something. Go watch it on UFC. Go stream it somewhere, folks, if you're listening. I don't even think anybody is, but if you are, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Listen to that. Watch it. Just see what happened. You'll see all these fighters. You'll get a glimpse of what's going to happen and why they're there. Bryce Mitchell is totally flipped my flip-flop paper now, and I'm telling you, he's going to win. He's going to beat Ilya, because I don't think Ilya knows he's there to fight Bryce Mitchell. That's what I want to get on. He thinks he's there to fight Paddy the Batty, and Paddy the Batty called him a little shrimp. He said, you're a little midget with short man syndrome. Now sit your ass down. And then he didn't. He got back up and wanted to come at him. It was all good. Go check the show out. That's a pretty good show. This show sucks. I can't even get back on the whole. I can't even get fired up for this anymore. Well, I can't even get fired up for it. Well, that sucks. Well, anyway, we had Darren Till up there, and he's going to fight, what's his name? South African Dricus du Plessis. You know him. You know him. He speaks two languages, apparently, at least. At least two languages. I have no idea what the hell he was saying when he said something, and then he said something else in English. And I'm telling you. Is he trying to tell us how smart he is and how stupid Darren is? Is that what he's trying to tell us? Because Darren's pretty smart. Don't mess with him. He's a smart ass, actually. I'm getting to why Darren Till got roughed up when he was 12 years old. He just seems like a fun guy. He's like, yeah, I don't care if shit, man. Whatever. What are you going to do to me? What are you going to do? Kill me? I don't care. That's what he just seems like. I'm just telling you, what they did, a little stand-up, stare-down, it was kind of like, oh, are we supposed to be mad at each other? I'm not going to get mad. I love you, mate. He says the weirdest things to people that make them mad at him. So go ahead. If that's cool, then cool or not. But he says the things to people that make them mad at him. Not him mad at them. I don't get it. Are you a fighter? He's a fighter, though. And Dricus even called him out and said, you're no 185-pound champion. You look like you might be a world champion, but why aren't you going on your regular weight class? Oh, you can't make it because you jump up to 280 and get down on one. Why don't you and Paddy just start getting your weights together? I don't know these things, but that's what that guy was trying to tell him. And that was Dricus du Plessis, who said, I fought at 170 and 185, and I'm at 185 kicking all your asses. Arses. Okay, and I ain't going to lose. I'm telling you, I really like Darren Till, though. Dricus du Plessis is going to win that fight. I got to call the fights right here. I got to call them down the line. I got to call it down like I see it. Dricus du Plessis wins that fight. I just got a feeling he is, because he's just serious. He knows business, I think. I just don't get... I mean, Darren Till just... He's cool, man. I don't know. Is he still fighting? Yeah, he's fighting. He's going to fight tomorrow. He's going to fight Saturday, man. I don't know, man. But he's a pretty cool dude. I don't know. He looks like a cool dude to hang out with. I don't know, man. But hey, show me that you're getting a fight in there. And Everybody's lost to was pretty good, though. Except for Georgie knocked him right out of his clock. So if George knocked you in your clock, I'm pretty sure Dricus might be able to knock you in your clock by round three. So you're going to have to finish him early, Darren. Can you finish him early? Can he try to get a choke or something or knockout on him? I don't think you're going to knock him out. I don't know. RoboCop only knocked him out one time out of the two times they fought because he knocked him out the other time. So I don't know, man. He's going to bang with you if you want to bang. Not like that, but you know what I mean. Not like you're going to have to be in there slinging, banging, danging, and you're going to be hitting, and it's going to be pretty good. It's going to be a good fight. But I'm telling you, Dricus wins that fight. So what else we got? We got Patty. By the way, who's he fighting again? I can't remember anymore. I don't know who's... Ilya was fighting Bryce. I remember that. Yes, Jared Gordon. Yeah, Jared Flash. They call him Flash. They call him the Flash Man. And I think when they came up to the thing and they shook the hands, he remembered. Oh, yeah, that was around that time. Shook my hand. There's a story going on about him. I gave him some shit or whatever. I thought that was like, oh, you son of a bitch. I got a bad thing, and I said something stupid on Twitter, and I deleted it. Nobody saw it. Nobody knows me, so that's cool. But still, I feel bad because I said it, and I know it put out there. I don't know if anybody saw it. I don't know anything. I deleted it, but I'm just saying, if it did, I said it. I did it. I done it. But I'm telling you, that was seems like around the time when he was going through that, and that might be when he shook his hand and said, yeah, I do actually remember that now. Oh, God, you did check me out on that. You did tap me out that day twice in that room because Patty was pretty sure he did it. He's like, I'm pretty sure I did it. I mean, I was there. I've only been there one time. And then they shook hands. They gave each other a hug, and it was all good during their thing. They're a little dust up at the end, you know, when they clear the whole stage and they go and shake hands. I'm just getting myself ready to become a promoter for One Fighting or something. Hey, One Fighting, get me on the clock. You got me. Woo-hoo-wee. I'm going to put you down. I'm going to put you over. I'm going to put you down. Put you downtown. Downtown. Not in New York, though. Or L.A. We'll put you downtown Montana and Wyoming area. Because I'm pretty sure we'll get a bunch of fans. We'll get a bunch of fans for the One Fighting if we get around Montana and Wyoming. We can take over the old area. Hey, we just got to call the federal government and say, hey, we need to put some cages inside of your federal land. And we got to put fights on. And we're one. Just tell them that and we're good. And I'll promote it. I will do the job with my two cohorts over there. Two cohorts. Because I know where they are. I just can't tell you their names. I'm just telling you I think I got them. I think we could put a three-man show on. And we could run it to the streaming lines. You know where they are. One guy's a bad guy, and one guy is talking some serious shit to UFC and said, you guys suck, you're liars. You don't know me, you're a liar. You don't know shit about me. I am a journalist. That guy. He's a journalist, he's doing his job. He's doing his job, man. He invites you on his show, he don't get paid from you. He gets paid because he's a journalist, and they pay him through his network. Whatever company he works for, they pay him through there on a contract, you dummies. And if you did give him money, he would donate to charity, fools. That's the third man. I'm just saying, let's run it out, one. Come on, baby. And get Eddie Alvarez in there, the fighter that was in there right now. The fighter that was in there right now that knows them all. I've been in the octagon with all these guys. Boom, bam, boom, bam. That's a four-way man. Show, we got to get a woman, though. Well, I don't know. Oh, it is one. It is one. It is one. So I don't know if they... It didn't seem like they have... I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, let's get back on the UFC stuff. We got Jan Błachowicz. He's going to win. You want to know why? Because he's from Poland, and I forgot that I had Polish heritage. And I forgot that last year, I'm the one who came up with the only reason I would even said it is because I know Polish guys have power. And I said it's a scary thing. And I said, it's a Polish power. He's legendary, okay? It's a legendary Polish power, and he's got it! Because I've seen it firsthand, folks. My great-grandpa and my great-grandma. Whoa, way, whoa. Where were you think they were from? Poland! Oh, man, Schweda. They met on the trip over here. I guess. I don't know the whole story. Don't know, but they get bussed over. They had to take a ferry over here. Whatever that ferry, they had to take a. They had to get the hell out of where they're at, and they had to get over here. That's when they got it, and that's when they done, and that's how it did it. I think, anyway. I don't know this whole story. That's a different story, but I'm telling you, I got to go with him. Jan Blachowicz. You want to know why? I'll tell you this right now, and for facts that are going to blow your mind. Go watch Uncle Ives' first fight in the UFC. Did Paul Craig not take him down to double leg? I'm pretty positive Paul Craig took him down a basic, simple double leg. So if that's true, and the way that cat moves on his feet, that tells me he doesn't know how to wrestle. And he doesn't speak English. So I don't even think he's really... everybody else from there does. I'm going to go off the bandwagon on that one. I'm saying I don't think he knows how to wrestle. Because now I'm starting to think, with the bad guy show that I just saw, too, I'm like, hey, man, you're right. I was like, I got to go rewatch this Glover fight with Blachowicz. I don't know how... Glover got on top of him and choked him out. And then before I even got there, I'm like, wait a second. It's never going to get there. He's going to throw that kick out, and he's going to get hooked. He's going to get left hooked. Ah! Ah! Good night, Cinderella, darling. You're out in the round 3 or 4 or 5. Whenever Blachowicz gets that hook on you, he's hitting you with it, and you're going to sleep. That's how it's happening. Blachowicz is going to walk around with a world championship belt with this legendary Polish power. And then he's going to give Glover the rematch. Or no, Glover's going to give him the rematch, even though Blachowicz is a champion now and Glover's not. But that's how it's going to happen. And then Yuri's going to jump in, you know, because Dana said he's going to be at least 2 fights. At least 2 fights because it's a horrible shoulder injury. His shoulder is so bad. His shoulder is so bad, man. You don't even know. You don't even know. I had surgery like that. And this is what Dana White said. Mr. White said he had surgery on his arm, minor, halfway like what he's got, and he couldn't even move. Now he knows that he's out for at least a year, so he just knows it. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool, your private companies. You don't have to release stuff. I realize this now since you're not in the United States Stock Exchange. Like Twitter doesn't have to release shit to you at all. He releases stuff when he wants to release stuff now because he took himself off the United States Stock Exchange. Is UFC on there? I don't think they are. Are they? XFC was on there once and they went bankrupt. They were up to like $190 once, and guess what they are now? They're worth like nothing because they got kicked off. So yeah, that would have been a bad one to get into, but just telling you. Basically, like if you were in Pride way back in the day, you know, and then they got in some trouble too, and then UFC bought them, you know. One's coming over to North America. One is coming over to North America, and they're here. They're here. They're putting on a show. They're putting on a show, and apparently Demetrius Johnson's going to fight in it. So, you know, hey, I hope this all works out for you, but it's not looking good because I've been looking through a lot of fights now, and I'm like, holy crap, boy. It's not just, I don't even want to get into it. Can't get into it? Not going to get into it. Not going to do that because I don't care enough to make myself irrelevant, which I already am. But I'll tell you that. I'm going to keep going on this. Blachowicz wins by knockout. Yes. Yes. And then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to repick that pick six lineup that I had going down because I just changed a couple fights. You didn't know it, and now you know it. And his name was Alex Moreno. It was not Brandon Moreno. I got confused, okay? I got confused. It's a Moreno. I don't know. I don't see him a lot. I don't see either of them a lot. So I'm just like, hey, it's one of them. Okay, it's him. It's that. Catch weight. Yep. Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second. Isn't that how he scammed Donald Cerrone that time in the catch weight? He got Donald Cerrone in the catch weight one time, and yep, and knocked Donald Cerrone's face, clocked, cleaned him right in. I'm telling you, the last catch weight that dude was in, he clocked and cleaned him. He knows what's going on when catch weights come around. You ain't beating Alex Moreno, and you're going to fall right back down the totem pole, Santiago. You better hope your contract's up because you need to get out the hell out of there and go find a belt somewhere else. Because it ain't happening there because you keep getting put matched up after wins with people that can knock your ass out. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. If you're not knocking him out, you ain't going to knock him out. He's going to beat you by points. Just telling you. I'm just saying it. I know what's going on. I see what's going on. They don't like the way Ponce Nibio dresses. He thinks he dresses too flashy. Just like Ilya Topuria was out there in a suit. Everybody else is out in gym suits and everything like that. He's in a suit. Okay, he's Flash. Flash, Dash, Bash. Okay? Yes, from Georgia, but claiming, talk to Petty the Betty. Petty the Betty will tell you where he is actually from. Because that's what they got issues, man. Petty don't even care. That guy's something. He's funny. I love Petty the Betty, man. I can't even give him shit. I was going to give him shit for getting on Ariel and shit like that, but I don't even know, man. Who gives a shit, right? Who gives a shit, right? Oh, who cares? Nobody cares. It was pretty good content that they got put out by both sides. Patty just says what he says. What he feels. I guess there, and he had to admit, and the guy had to admit that it might have been because we got in an argument the last time I talked to him. So yeah, it wasn't just because Dana White was his whipping boy. Don't act like that, because then he come out clean on it. And he said, we might have gotten a little argument the last time we talked to him. So that could have been why Patty jumped the bridge and blah, blah, blah on ya. Just saying, brother. Be cool. Okay, John Travolta said it a long time ago, you gotta be cool. I think The Rock was in that movie too. Yep, so we're here back. And, by the way, I also said I have taken back the Lunjin Biablama fight because I really think Edmund Shabazian is gonna beat his ass. I did not know this stuff. I'm back. We're back. We are back. And we're gonna break down this card. We're gonna catch it. I gotta remember to tell what I'm doing because I know it in my head. But I haven't said it yet, so it's like nobody understands what I'm saying if you're listening to me. If anybody's listening, I can't imagine after the whole Moreno incident, nobody's even listening. And the whole, it was a slosh. It was basically just a bunch of what do you want to call it? You know, those little newspaper articles, smug magazines, whatever. You know, those magazines, or whatever the magazines just want to put you down. Those are newspapers. You know, they just want to put you down. Those tabloids. It was like a tabloid. I'd be like a tabloid. Is that what they call it? Something like that. I don't know. Anyway, back on the show. We're not gonna take Edmund Shabazian, but we're gonna try to find a way to not take Lujan Biola. Okay, even though I put a $6 bet in on him to win by knockout. But Edmund Shabazian could still win by decision and it still wins. That's all I'm saying. But now I'm thinking Edmund Shabazian can finish this guy because I don't think this guy's going to have a gas tank to get through three rounds with him because Edmund's going to push a grappling on him. He's going to push a grappling pace on this guy he's not going to like. And he's probably going to gas and Edmund's going to choke him out sometime. That's what I think's going to happen as long as he doesn't get knocked out. But if he gets knocked out, that means I won. I hit that. So if I win, you didn't win, I won, though. But hey, that's how I try to do things. But. Other than that, we're going to keep going. We're going to take Patty the Pimlet because I'm sorry, Gordon. Patty's on another level, man. It's like he doesn't even care. He's funny, dude. Patty knows what he's doing. And then I saw this guy was on him. The Hawani man. You still got to be on him. He was on you before. He was on Patty before Patty was ever even in fight UFC, okay? She pulled up a clip. Pulled up a clip from the show, I guess. I'm assuming this was from, like, before you said it. He says it. It was before Patty was even in the UFC. He was a cage warriors champion, we even knew he was. They were about to sign him. And he was on my stage talking, because I knew he was good. And I'm saying, yeah, he's damn good. He's damn real damn good. All right. I would like to take, I ain't taking Rosas Jr. either, because you're 18 years old. You're going to be walking into a big debut, man. You don't think those butterflies are going to be happening? They're going to be happening. You can't have butterflies. You're going to be having butterflies. Your whole first round's probably going to suck. So you just better not get finished in it. Okay? I'm just telling you. Once you wake up in there, you'll probably be all right, and your skills will start coming up, because your skills are way better than Perrin's. But he's 18. Okay, I remember freezing a bunch of times at 18 years old because I couldn't take the pressure. Sometimes. Just say sometimes. Sometimes. Nah, never. Nah. Not me. I'm basically like Darren Till. We don't take pressure. Pressure. We don't give up pressure. We laugh at pressure. And we giggle about it. And we give each other a hug. And we tell you I love you. And then they say, what the? I'm going to kick your ass, Doug. I'm going to kick your ass now, buddy. Okay, Doug boy? You got me? You're done. That's what he says. That's what they said. I said, Doug boy. I don't even know that. That's a new word I created. Trying to be like Joe Rogan. Jerry O. Rosenstruck. We're still taking him, though. Because I just don't see this Dawkus, who looks like he could be like his brother, down at like 180 pounds, 85 pounds if he wanted to. If this Dawkus wanted to get down to a lower weight class with this hand speed he's got, he would probably get killed. So I guess his hand speed was working really good, which could really work against Rozenstruik if he could knock him out with it. Rozenstruik's not going to... I don't think he's going to be a standing target for you, though. He might. He might just be a standing target, but he might just stand. He might just stand and take it. He might be a standing target that just stands and takes it. And then he gives you one punch, and you go to sleep. So that's why we're taking Rozenstruik with Pimlet. Just saying, I'm doing it. And also, I'm going to run down here and take Bryce Mitchell now. I got to. Because I'm telling you, what Bryce Mitchell said was, I will die in that place, son of a bitch. I don't know you. I don't care about you. I'm going to fight you right now, you little pay. Guy, whatever the hell you are, you really are. I'm gonna take everything Patty said about you. I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna say it to you, but I can't. Now just forget you. And then he walked off. So gotta take Bryce because Bryce was on his roll. I like Bryce. I cannot pass up Bryce. And that was an Ultimate Fighter. That was an Ultimate Fighter loss. Okay. Everybody knows what Ultimate Fighter losses. We're not supposed to count as losses. That was in the Ultimate Fighter semifinals, and he lost. Now you're counting it as a loss. Who's counting it as a loss, Nevada? Is some commissions counting this as a loss now, apparently. Okay, because it doesn't matter how many rounds it was. He lost! That's what they said. He got submitted! By the way, that guy's a world champ somewhere else. He's in Canada. Go find his name. I cannot give you his name because he's not in the UFC card. He's in some CW cartoon somewhere wearing a world title. Okay? Still fighting out of Canada. Go find him. I don't think he's ever lost since his last two losses, which was only two losses in the UFC, and now he's a world champ. That guy is 30, and that guy choked out Bryce Mitchell and choked out the guy in the main event and won the whole Ultimate Fighter. So, yeah, that's all that stuff that happened there. So that's that loss. If it just popped out of nowhere because it did, and it's why it's confusing all of us to why we thought he was undefeated, which he's apparently not. Or he's just claiming, I lost a fight. Now, you're going to tell me, like he said, I've lost a fight. So I'm thinking Bryce Mitchell's the one who ran that out and said, I lost a freaking fight. Now, put a loss on my records, I lost. Bryce Mitchell seems like the type of guy that probably would tell them, you're putting the loss on my record. He went to the Nevada State Commission and said, was it in Nevada? Yes. Give me the loss, because I lost. That seems like Bryce Mitchell to me. I'm telling you, that seems like Bryce Mitchell. I'm off the wall charts here. I am. All I'm telling you is Ankalaev has too many holes in what he does to where Blachowicz is going to clock and clean him. Not to mention the fact that Blachowicz has choked out a guy from Russia in Moscow before. He has choked out a Russian from Moscow in Moscow before. Just telling you he did. You don't think he did? Go ask Nikita Krylov what happened to him when he fought him. Choked to death. What are you going to do? You don't know how to wrestle. He doesn't. He doesn't. Smith got confused. Smith wondered, where's the takedowns coming? The takedowns aren't coming? The takedowns aren't coming? This guy bounces on his feet too much. What's he going to shoot? A double leg while his feet are off the ground? No, his feet never stop moving. They're like bouncing all the time. Blachowicz's going to count that and top that, and he's going to hit you, and you're going to sleep. That's what I'm saying. Called it. I called that right there. Guy happened. It's going to happen. It's got to happen. It's going to happen. I feel like an idiot for not putting all the money I had left on it. Now I put it on $6 on Lujumbam and Lubama and Shabazian to do a decision or a finish, which should have been the total opposite, apparently. Puh! Idiot. Dummy! Anyway, back on this, we're going to take Alex Moreno at 7,500 because I just said what had happened. The last time he did a catch weight and something short notice, it was against Donald Cerrone, and he kicked Donald Cerrone's face right in. I'm telling you, he punched his face in so bad, it wasn't even good. And Cerrone just looked at him and goes, stop hitting me, dude, stop hitting me! It was bad. I'm telling you, he hit him so bad, it was like, and he's like, sorry, hit me so bad. Ha! Ha! And it was bad. It was bad news bear. And everybody knew that was going to happen. Cerrone's planning on wrestling, fighting a different weight. Cerrone's planning on fighting 55 that day. He had to go to 70 on a week's notice. Ponzinibbio was planning on fighting 170. Now he's got a 180. I don't know what Moreno's doing in his life, but geez, oh, peace. Can you get off the Doritos and can you get off the freaking Funyuns? Because your gut's not telling me you're a 170-pounder, but your skills are telling me you're a 155-pounder that could probably be in the top five. Now, what the hell's going on here, man? He just wants to be a killer. He wants to be a straight kill fighter, which is cool. Go ahead. If that's a path he wanted to take, that's a path he took, and that's a path he's taken. And it's too late now because he already called a fight out in March. This guy, man, this guy's getting me. It just gets me. It's like, geez, man, you're in this. You're getting paid to do this. I mean, you want to get as much money as you want. Well, then why don't you cut down the weight class you should be at and get the wins? Because, I mean, you're going to be getting a lot more easier matches than Santiago Ponzinibbio. Pizzo Pizza and Daniel Cerrone on short call notices. He's talking about legends over here, and he's crying, like, I mean, a legend or a Hall of Famer, and Ponzinibbio, who could have been, could be. He runs streaks up to where he should be, and then all of a sudden he loses. And then he runs another streak, and he loses. And then he runs another, and he loses. It's like, hey, man, that's what happened to you. I don't get it. I will never get the fight game. I won't. Okay? But what I'll tell you I can do is I'll tell you, one, I'll bring you to the star. I'll shoot you to the moon. Oh, man! Singapore, get me on a speed dial. Hit me up. And we're taking you to the moon in 2024. I don't know. It's going to be my... No, next year's 2023. Okay, the year 2023 is my year. 2024 is that little scumbag's year, MJF, whatever little bitch that guy is. He's a bitch, and he got called, like, one by Ricky Starks. Go watch it. I don't watch the show, but I watched the clips. I had to check it out. I was like, let's check out what Ricky's doing. Ricky's getting a title fight here? What's going on here? I heard when he came in, he was talking about, he's like, Rock. Oh, Ricky's pretty good on the mic. Ricky's got a mic going. Oh, Ricky's got an attitude. Ricky's got a mean streak. Oh, that's why they said it. Now he's getting a chant. That's why maybe people got upset with some of these older guys that went over there. Because they shut down some of this talent that could have been already talent proof. It could have already been bulletproof from AEW. But now, they've been pushing them down, and now they're getting up to their contract years, and they're saying, well, you treated me like that for CM Punk. You treated me like that for Bryan Danielson, you treat me like that for a little big scoop off of William Regal, for all crying out loud. Come on, man. I'm going to WWE. See ya, or I'm going to TNA. I don't know. TNA obviously has money now. They're paying people. Boom, bam, boom. I'll tell you why. Because that son of a bitch got rid of the Ring of Honor just turned into ECW. Watch that and you'll know. That's just too bad. Too bad it's ECW now. It's burned. It's dead. It went to AEW to die. Back on the show of this one, we're taking Jan Blachowicz at 7,000, which gives us 9,900 to work with. We can get anybody we want. Who's it going to be? Edmund? No. Vinicius de Salvador. I'm going to leave so much money open on this, and I'm going to be funny. This means I'm not going to have to. Bryce Mitchell, I think you're winning this fight, but I'm not going to take you. Because I don't have to. I'm taking Vrikas. I will now take Drakus to... Nope. I don't know what's going to happen in that fight either. I like Darren Till, but I think Drakus Duplessis was right. I think Drakus was right, even though Drakus has, like, toothpick legs. Darren, go kick his legs. Kick at his legs, okay? He's got calves. He's got toothpick legs, okay? He's got seriously... You don't want to go up and buy with this guy. Kick at his legs. If it's too late, it's too late. But you got to find a way to get at his legs, man. He's got toothpick legs. I'm telling you. He does. And he throws weird kicks. He throws weird kicks, snatch one up, and get him on the ground. That's what you're going to have to do, because he hits, and he can take a hit. That's all I'm telling you. Normally, as long as the guy's name is not Roberto Soldic. So, then you got to think he's knocked him out, but there you go. Oh, we're taking Billy Quarantillo. Because I think Quarantillo is going to get a lot of, like, he's going to get takedowns, he's going to get sweeps, takedowns, and he's going to score a lot of points, and I think he's going to go to a decision against Hernandez, and I'm hoping he gets the win. I'm hoping he'll get the nod. It's going to be a hell of a fight. It's going to be a great fight. It's going to be a good fight. And I even think if Hernandez can get him down, Quarantillo will do some kind of crazy sweep or something. Quarantillo's a roller. He scores points, man. He throws punches too, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. I never really actually watched him fight. I'm just making this up in my head. But look, he's got 8 takedowns in his UFC career. Does he have any good sweeps here? Reversals. He's got 1 reversal. Which is pretty cool. Who'd he do against? Carlisle. See, that makes sense. See, that's a guy he would do it against. Burgos, they'd be on their feet. Benitez, they'd be on their feet. Nelson, he KO'd. Got knocked down 2 takedowns. I can't imagine. I don't know who that. I can't be Gunner. And then Craig Kilborn, who used to be an ESPN host. And he was on Old School, I think. And he stole Will Ferrell. Or he stole Luke Wilson's... girlfriend, he took her, or whatever. Something like that. Anyway, all weird stuff, but that's him. Craig Kilborn, he used to do the late night show. He came and started fighting in 2019, apparently, when they went to ESPN. They said, yeah, we'll bring you back to ESPN, but you gotta be an MMA fighter. And apparently he did that, and Billy Quarantillo beat him up. So he submitted him in the second round. So see, he's got a submission. He's got a submission, he's got a decision, he's got two KOs, and he's lost two decisions where he's throwing millions of strikes. So I'm just going to say Billy Quartilo is going to probably score. Not, no offense to Hernandez, but I believe Hernandez got his ass whopped lately, didn't he? And Chris Curtis and Joaquin Buckley, what's going to happen there? I don't know. Buckley's going to keep throwing hooks and hooks and trying to knock your head right off and... Ain't nothing Chris Curtis ain't ever seen. That's what's going to happen here. That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure he's seen this. He's had like 50 fights. 50 professional fights. I'm pretty sure he's seen somebody trying to take his head off. Renato Moya kind of kicked his ass all over the place. And Thiago Moises kicked his ass all over the place. And Drew Dober kicked his ass all over the place. And Donald Cerrone kicked his ass all over the place. So this is he beat Trinaldo, even though it looks like Trinaldo kicked his ass all over the place. So, and this guy's got 7 takedowns, and he doesn't like to do takedowns that much either. His name's Alexander Hernandez. I think he got a little streaky there. I think he looked like he was jacking and juicing. He was stacked and jacked and backed one time. Billy Quartilo's going to kick his ass, take his name, and take his number, and probably take his girlfriend, if he had one. And if he had to take a girlfriend, he'd probably take a girlfriend, because that's how bad he's going to beat you. And he's going to do it. He's going to do it real bad. Okay, that's a show. And that's this show, and we're going to do a captain's pick some other day. I apologize for the Moreno incident early on. I was off radar, okay? No jokes. I'm not funny. I'm not funny at all. I suck at that. I suck at this. I suck at everything in life. But I'm still breathing, and I'm still doing it. So you just got to give me credit for that, man. Just give me credit and hit a link that says I like this guy. He's okay. I give him a tweet that it's a thumbs up one time. He's okay. We're just trying to keep him alive, man. We just don't want him to, you know, start feeling too bad about himself. Which is, it's happening. It's happening. So, that's the show. And, let me run over this guys that we have real quick. And we'll do it. And we'll hit it. And we'll have it. And we'll be done. So, we got Jan Blachowicz coming in. 7,000. I'm going for a serious knockout here. Or, I don't know. Ankalaev did not look like he was... Well, I'm confused. Confused. Very confused. Very confused. Oh, this... we're taking Salvador. Yeah, Salvador. I would like to take Rosas Jr., but I think he might come in there and be really nervous. I would think, right? I don't know. Prince, nah, he's a gamer. He's a gamer. I mean, he's gonna shoot on him. He's gonna try to take. He's gonna try to take this Prince down, or he's gonna try to take Rosas down. And Rosas likes to be on his back and do all this funky crap. And I think he's gonna really make him pissed and awkward, and not know what the hell's going on. He'd be like, nobody does this shit on bottom like to me. He's like controlling this guy's hipping, whipping, ripping, jipping, hipping. Now he's got arm bars, he's got submissions, he's got a leg lock. He's going for leg locks, he's going for chokes on my throat. Oh, he's going for a triangle on my throat. I don't know, man. I give up. Let him up. And then if you go on your feet, Rosas, actually, I think that's where he thinks he's the best at. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. But yeah, I would take Rosas. But I can't do it because it's his first fight and he's 18 years old. I can't imagine that. I can't do it. Can't do it. And I can't bet the other guy either. So we're going to take Jan Blachowicz. We're going to take Alex Morono. And we're going to take Patty the Batty Pimlet. Because he remembered who he was fighting. Ilya might have forgot who he was fighting. Patty knows who he's fighting. Ilya may not. Patty's playing games with everybody. Okay, he's making cash bank by sounding cool. Okay, and doing the cool stuff. Because that's Patty. He's Patty the Pimlet. He's going to dance for us all, too. Gotta love him. He's a good fighter. Awesome fighter. Great fighter. He's damn good. I'm telling you. He's pretty good. But so is Gordon. No offense. No scratching on Gordon here. But built size and Gordon doesn't have the... I don't think Gordon's got the finishing... He's got power. Yeah. I've seen Patty get hit. But I don't see it, man. I don't see him going down. He says he doesn't get knocked out. He says he can't get knocked out. So if he can't get knocked out, you're going to have to win by decision, which I don't think is going to happen, because I think Patty's going to try to find a way to finish you, and you're going to try to get around your throat. Patty likes to choke you if he can get a chance late. So anyway, next one is going to be Billy Quartilo. Yeah, yeah, wow, 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 wow. And then we got Jared Rosenstruck. Jerry O. Rosenstruck. Just like we're hoping. We're hoping the darkest... blows his wide with all these little quick punches he's going to throw out there. He's going to come out there. He's going to look real sharp with these little cool punches. His arms are going to look like they're about 145. His arms are going to look the size of Ilya Topuria's. And he's going to be fighting a heavyweight. And he's going to be out there hitting you. He's going to be out there hitting you, hitting you, biting you, hitting you, biting you. And his world's just going to go, I don't care. I'm kickboxing world champion. What the hell is this guy doing? I've been kicked in the head. He ain't going to hit me. Boom, 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 boom. One punch. Good night, Cinderella. See ya, darling. And the last one's going to be, you wait till you see this guy. I believe I call him Tommy the Hitman Hearns, the way he's built. I don't know how he gets out of 125. I believe this guy's like 6 foot tall. I'm not kidding. I think he's 5 foot 11, 5 foot 10. I don't know. He's tall, skinny dude. And he's very, he doesn't look like much. He doesn't look like he's going to be doing much. But then once he starts going and unleashing his arsenal, You better hope to God there's not a lot of time left on the clock. Because if there is, he's going to hit you and he's going to get you and he's going to pop you out. Because I'm telling you, I saw it. Seen it too many times and he finishes everybody's fights. Finishes everybody's fights unless they finish him. So you're going to have to finish him. Can you finish him? You're at 125 and you're in the UFC. Before these guys started coming in the UFC, nobody at 125 in the UFC could finish anybody. So there you go. That's the thing. They couldn't. It was horrible. It was boring. It was crud. It was crap. It was garbage. It was dog shit. That's what it was. And they're still world champs over there. They're still running world champions up there. They're the dog shits. Davison had to come down there from 135 and start showing the island and knock everybody out. And now he looks like dog shit because he's at 125 for too long and he thinks he's Hollywood and he's got slick hair and he's got Brandon Moreno around his little hand. Little baby. Brandon, why don't you stand up for yourself and say, hey, you little bitch. I can fight who I want to fight anytime I want to fight because I'm the champ. That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. You're the champion. Why are you listening to this little guy? You're going to let him come in the octagon and talk to you too? Come on, man. After your big win, after you won the belt, you're going to let this guy come in the octagon and talk to you? Oh, boy. These 125s need to get a wake-up call. And this Vicente's, he's on his way. You'll see him. You'll see him. Trust me, you'll see him. You'll see him. What's his last name? Lucian Mahayamahalas. Yep, yep. Salvador. Why did I say Vicente, Vinicius Salvadore. For Salvador. Vinicius Salvador. Is that right? Got it right. Done right. Hey, everything's right. We're out here. Good night. See you later. Have a good one. I'll probably never be back again because it sucked. I know it sucked. It was horrible. And I don't know what else to do. I'll probably be back anyway because we got a captain's team to pick tomorrow, maybe, if they put one up on DraftKings. But I think everything's looking starting to look a little shady here in the UFC area and territories. I don't play fantasies, man. I'm a fantasy man. I'm a fantasy land man. So I ain't do these bets. But that's what happened. And that's that. And one's coming. One's coming, man. One is here. One, they're here. They are here. If you didn't know them, you're going to find out who they are. They're on Amazon Prime. You know the place that you see them driving vans all over our country? All over the United States, you see Amazon Prime vans all over the place delivering packages. Well, yeah, one fights for them. So, okay, one is on their channel. Yeah. Yeah. On their network. Yeah. A little bit bigger than ESPN, I would say. I would say it might be a little bit bigger than ESPN, maybe. I don't know. Is it? Is it? Is it? Is it? Is it? Ask Pat McAfee. He'll know. He knows it all. Pat, you gotta move out of there. I was watching a Pat McAfee show today. I don't know why, but I did it. And it was all because I like to listen to some things. He has some good stories on there every once in a while, yeah. But most of the time, whenever I see one coming up, like, yeah, I want to hear it. Andrew Luck, what happened to him? What happened to him? Pat, you move into your freaking... He moved in there. Pat McAfee can't even find... This guy, he's talking about paying $4 million for sponsorships, let alone he can't find sleeves for his shirts. I don't get this, man. And he's got shirts lined up all behind him. He's got empty beer cans all over him, and he's got beer bottles turned over next to him, and he's got you know what they're called, like those little things you'd put like on your, if you play poker, you put them on poker, and you put on your poker cards, one of those things, like a little stand, like a little table stand guy. And he's got a bunch of those, paperweights. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. If somebody got to whoop your ass in wrestling, I'll do it. Somebody has to get him back in wrestling shape and get back in the WWE somehow. I don't know these things. College football is almost done. Wait a minute. He's confused now. He's like, I don't know what to do now. This is it. I'm moving into my place. Y'all paid it. He did it. I don't know. Check it out. It's pretty cool. It's a good show. Great show. That show was actually pretty good. Pat McAfee's really good. He was a great punter. And yep, he's from my neck of the woods. He played, well, he died from, but he played football in the neck of the woods, where I was like, I tell you not, when he was punting for them, I was telling the Detroit Lions, I kept writing them and said, I'm jumping. I'm going to Indianapolis. Don't make me do it. 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 Okay, I almost did it one time with Jim Harbaugh. I had him as a Cinderella Colt. Okay, I almost jumped in there. I had Marshall Faulk's jersey over me. I'm telling you, Detroit kept messing with me and the Bears sucked. So I didn't know what to do. The Bears had Jay Cutler or something. I said, what the hell? I can't like this guy. No, get out. He was playing with bar stools and stuff. Get out of here, Jay. What happened to his career? I don't know. He was supposed to do something, but Tony Romo took over. Oh, have a good one.